Waking up in Germany on February 1st, 1933 must have been the best day of anyone's life ever. Like, the possibilities, the visions, the dreams, and then spending the next 6 years, you know, building fantastic, fantastic nation. So that's what we're celebrating tonight, and we're celebrating it in style with Mr. Bond music. And I received the most horrendous news just minutes before going live that Mr. Bond has now been arrested in Austria. And I'm sincere when I say that it really hit home. I really wish the best for Mr. Bond. And I was always worried, being from Austria and doing what he has been doing, that it is very volatile work. And he knew that. That's why he went incognito. He was trying to go offline. He tried his best to hide. And it seems like he is not going to be listening live this evening. And I'm sure in the future he will continue to tune into the Nordic Frontier. But, you know, our hearts go out to him. We hope that they go easy on him. Because, I mean, the stuff that he's done and the... as much as he's meant for this movement is unquantifiable. Like, whenever there's a discussion, people are like, where's Mr. Bond? What's Mr. Bond doing? They've been saying that for over a year now, ever since he went offline. So he has meant a lot to a lot of people. And doing the stuff that he's been doing, the lyrics, the culture around Mr. Bond, it is very much illegal in Austria, and he knew that. So, yes, we wish for the best for Mr. Bond. And here we're going to listen to a fantastic track that has meant a lot to people. So enjoy this, and we'll be back after the break.
But now it feels like your spirit's entirely gone. And I find myself watching old clips from the golden years on YouTube, trying to hold back tears. A man fueled by a burning love for his folk could see the people's eyes beaming with adoration and hope. And I want you to know that I will never give up, although I'm stuck here waiting, outnumbered by strangers, hoping that among the ruins you'll reappear, me and the rest who are still loyal here. Where'd you go? Used to hike with grandma and the kids. Used to see the whole village at the football field on every Sunday. Or dance at the May tree from old to young age. Today we're atomized, alienated, and our sense of community and trust has faded. Met with hate and ridicule when I try galvanizing them. And it hurts cause I care so much I would die for them. But I want you to know I will never give up, although I'm stuck here waiting, outnumbered by strangers, hoping that among the ruins you'll reappear, me and the rest who are still loyal here. Where'd you go? Never give up, although I'm stuck here waiting, outnumbered by strangers, brought to erase every trace we existed, which they made us believe we deserve, so don't resist it. But long as I live, I will feed the spark that might rekindle the fire in my people's heart. And maybe one day from the ruins you'll reappear and join the rest of us here, saying,
where'd you go? I miss you so. This is Mr. Bond, propaganda minister of the Fourth Reich. You are listening to the Nordic Frontier. The final solution to your podcast problem.
And there he is, the legendary Mr. Bond, and we will keep playing his music, the music that is legal to play on this channel and in this nation. It is not illegal to hail National Socialism in Sweden just yet, so that's why we do it. It is not illegal to question the Holocaust, and that's why we do that as well frequently. And it's not illegal to discuss the history of the Jewish, you know, market and how that's been done. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to talk a little bit about some stock market history, some Mein Kampf reading, posting, and we're going to have a look at Our Path, the political manifesto of the Nordic Resistance Movement regarding banks and banking and the economy. So, yeah, maybe you want to start here, Alan, with... Well, do you have any words about Mr. Bond? Have you listened a lot to Mr. Bond over the years?
I found out about his music because of being a listener of the show.
All right.
Many years ago. And then I listened to a lot of his music after that, and extremely talented.
Yeah.
And I thank him so much, and I wish him the best, and hopefully we can meet in person and yeah. And if he is going to be accessible in terms of like writing letters to, then we all owe it to him to do that.
That's a good thought. I was going to mention that as well. That yeah, he is a great talent, and in a healthy nation, you know, he would be one of the greatest artists, and he would make his original music, and you know, being open with his name, obviously, would be an artist. And celebrated as such. And he is available on this Argent Beacon that I mentioned earlier that is linked in the show notes. So go there and download his whole archive there. And then, you know, listen to it, enjoy it, upload it, re-upload it in places, share the music. Because some people, you know, it is explicitly fed posty at times. I gotta give him that. But it is, you know, a lot of shits and giggles, you know, and it's a twinkle in the eye kind of music. And it is a positive white culture around this music. And he does some serious work like this one, Where Have You Been? Or Where'd You Go? I think it's called, yes, Where'd You Go? About the old man, you know, it's beautiful. It almost brings a tear to your eye listening to that stuff. It's very sentimental. Yeah. So yeah, go to Argent Beacon in the show notes and download his stuff, and remember Mr. Bond.